I'll just leave that there. Just try to ignore it best you can through. Just to begin with, can you just say your name and your job title for me, please?
Drew Duffy, GMB organiser.
That's perfect. And we're talking about Dundee City Council setting their budget last night, a 3-hour meeting, quite a hotly contested meeting by going by the reports I read this morning. What about the impact now that the politics side of it's done, the vote's been done, what happens in terms of what your members are facing?
Well, now the negotiations start at each department. I use the term negotiation loosely because if the management are faced with having to set or have now been told that they must reduce their budget, it leaves very little room for negotiation. It's more of a, we need to save this, how are we going to do it? Or this is how we're going to do it. This is where the nitty-gritty starts now. It means with the service managers, but how these cuts will actually impact on the workers.
And we'll see the full impact, I suppose, as these budgets are implemented.
Yeah, it's from now that the kind of fight really starts, because the changes that propose or impose will have a direct impact on service users, members of the public, ordinary working Dundonians, and obviously the workers, our members. They're the ones that will either have extra work to do, no work to do because they're getting paid off. It'll have an impact on everybody.
And obviously there was a big protest and stuff yesterday. I mean, this isn't something that's going to go away. You guys, the unions in general, aren't going to go away and forget about this. This is something you're keen to contest and fight against.
Yeah, it was a great turnout yesterday for a Thursday afternoon when a lot of people were working. They took time off to come down because they felt so angry that we've got two parties running this council between the SNP and Labour, both anti-austerity, yet here we are facing £23 million of cuts to services. One of the great things from yesterday was when we were in the budget meeting, we could still hear the chants and the noise from outside of people unhappy. So, yeah, as I said to the councillors yesterday, today, the fight doesn't end yesterday, it will carry on and it will get more intense.
What did you make of the sort of voting? Because obviously the SNP councillors backed it. I think there was the Conservative and the Lib Dem member, they were against it. But the Labour sort of abstained. I think Labour and one of the independent councillors abstained. That was a strange decision, I certainly thought.
Very odd, yeah. I've never been a big fan of abstentions. Effectively, it's sitting on the fence, is my opinion. Odd. We knew the SNP always block vote. They're very disciplined. So we knew from the start that they were going to make sure they used their block vote majority to get this through. We're under no illusion of that. All we were asking yesterday was to take into consideration some key areas. Home care workers was a big focus yesterday. The Dundee City Council home carers, they're facing huge changes to their working patterns, split shifts where they're going to be doing 15-hour days. This is people that are going in and visiting the most vulnerable citizens of Dundee, and they're being asked to work for 15 hours a day. What kind of care are they going to provide when themselves they are tired, stressed, overworked? Then you've got the classroom assistants in Dundee that I really fear for, because there's nothing set in stone as to how many they're going to keep. They're a vital part to every child's education. Their numbers, I'm fearful for, I think, are going to take a big hit, because there was a vague saving in the budget yesterday from the kind of education budget, and no detail where that's coming from. But with teachers' numbers protected, they can't touch that. It doesn't leave a lot of other areas to cut. So in schools, you're going to find classroom assistants, the admin staff, and the catering and cleaning. I think they're going to take the hit too, and that's just not fair.
And it seems to be that there's a lot of political wrangling about where these cuts come from. Is it Westminster? Is it Holyrood? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you're someone in Dundee, you lose a job. It doesn't matter where the cut comes from. Are you finding that people are very worried now that this has been passed to your members?
Yeah, they are. They've been worried. They've been reluctantly accepting the kind of things that have been going on the last few years, but even they now see the point where that there's nothing left to give. They're at the point of no return. I thought, this just can't continue. And the level of cut this year is just horrendous. And everybody seems to blame somebody else. But when you tell that to the person that then has to reduce their hours or lose their job, it's not my fault, it's their fault. And you go to them, that's not their fault, it's somebody else's. People need to, the elected representatives of this city need to take responsibility. That's the councillors, the MSPs and the MPs. One of the things that was brought up yesterday was the fact that the finance convener, Councillor Sawyers, what have they done to fight for Dundee? 5.5% reduction in their budget when the Westminster cut the Scottish Government budget by 0.8%. So they don't even tie in there. Somebody at Scottish level has made a decision to cut Dundee's budget more than they needed to. And people need to take responsibility for that.
That's grungy. That's perfect.
Okay.